A court in Moscow is preparing to hear arguments from the family of Raoul Wallenberg in a case against Russia's Federal Security Service, or FSB. The former Swedish diplomat has been credited with saving thousands of Jews during World War II. A lawyer for his family says the court will hear the arguments on August 17th. The family is asking the FSB to provide documentation that could help prove what happened to Wallenberg at the end of the war. We feared we will encounter resistance from the court in the adoption of the claim, given that in recent decades, Russian state agencies have invented reasons not to provide information on this case, lawyer Ivan Pavlov said on August 10th. Raoul Wallenberg served as a diplomat in German-occupied Hungary during World War II. He led an effort that saved the lives of thousands of Hungarian Jews. The Soviet Union took control of Hungary from German forces as the war came to a close. Soviet forces captured Wallenberg in 1945. He later died in prison, although details of his death are unclear. Russia has only said that Wallenberg died in 1947 in Moscow's Lubyanka prison. At the time, the prison was operating under the KGB, the main security agency for the Soviet Union. The FSB replaced the KGB after the breakup of the country in 1991. Soviet officials, and later Russia, claimed the then 35-year-old Swede died of a heart attack. Wallenberg's family, Swedish officials, and others have disputed that claim. Marie Dupuy, Wallenberg's niece, said on July 26th that she had asked the Russian legal organization Team 29 to bring the case to court. Numerous requests to Russian authorities over many years, publicly and privately, by myself, by expert historians, and Swedish officials, have failed to yield any results, she said. Dupuy claimed Russian records contained documents with direct relevance to Wallenberg's condition. But she said his family and independent experts have not been permitted to examine the documents. As soon as August 17th, we will clarify the position of the FSB, which has not commented on this case in any way, and we will find out what we are going to face in court, Pavlov said. I'm John Russell.